Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "For my part, I intend until my own dying day, whenever the 14th or 15th of April comes, to annually gather a few friends and hold its tragic reminiscence." Now that was Walt Whitman. And what tragic reminiscence did he want to hold on to? The death of Abraham Lincoln, April 15, 1865, 151 years ago this Friday. No American president had ever been assassinated, and Whitman saw Lincoln as our first great martyr chief. And so for the poet Whitman, even 25 years after, he held gatherings for a 40 or 50 minute lecture on the death of Abraham Lincoln. While we, of course, celebrate birthdays such as the recent President's Day, Whitman saw something in remembering this death day. And what was that? What was the poet, or was he just being morbid, saying? Whitman saw two things in remembering Lincoln's death. He saw the wisdom of a people being able to feel sorrow. Sorrow itself teaches. Because Whitman, as a poet, knew the value of the plays of Shakespeare and the Greek tragedies, he knew that sorrow cleans the heart and tragedy lights the mind. Whitman's annual Lincoln lectures were to call Americans to feel and to see clearly the moral values of Lincoln: honesty, goodness, shrewdness, conscience, and something Whitman called unionism, Lincoln's ultimate call to be one house, not a divided house. Feeling a common sorrow would lead to the second reason to remember Lincoln's death, not just his life, but what he called, quote, "the tragic splendor of his death." Whitman had a word for what he thought would come to Americans by remembering Lincoln. His word was cement. He called it a cement to the whole people, the cement of a death identified thoroughly with that people. Sorrow would lead to a national cementing of all the agonies and losses in our history, especially the Civil War for Whitman, and we could be bound together. Lincoln, of course, called this the mystic chords of harmony. When a great person dies for a great cause, the people can be brought together not out of fear or love of glory, but out of a large heart. Whitman had an interesting word for the large-heartedness of Lincoln. He called it his spaciousness. These are spiritual words that can guide us in the remembering of Lincoln's death: sorrow, cement, spaciousness. For when we look at the western sky at this time of the year and we see what Whitman saw, we see what Lincoln would have seen as well: the great star, Venus, early drooped in the western sky. And we can, with mourning and moaning, remember the ever-returning spring and thoughts of the one we love, Abraham Lincoln, the spiritual man. Who can light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation? This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.